the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, tougher penalties are now possible for anyone found guilty of a violent crime invasion or residential burglary under a new law in New Jersey. State Attorney General Plotkin says he is very aware that for all residents, their home is their sanctuary.
As the chief law enforcement officer of this state, tasked principally with keeping the 9.3 million residents of this state safe, when that sanctity is violated, then we have to respond.
Governor Murphy signed the bipartisan legislation into law today, effective immediately. Under it, a home invasion burglary is a first-degree offense, punishable by 10 to 20 years in prison. Although the cost and timeline have not been revealed, the Port Authority has announced a sweeping plan to completely reimagine Newark Liberty Airport, namely the rebuilding of Terminal B from the ground up. The Port Authority Director of Aviation Redevelopment discussed the philosophy guiding that objective.
Whether you work here or you're flying out or you're flying in, if you're here, you should feel good here.
Other long-term aspects of the plan include expanding parking, improving the taxiway network, and simplifying air train access. Police say an unlicensed dentist has been arrested in North Jersey after a woman says she was sexually assaulted after getting services. Essex County prosecutors say 31-year-old Jonathan Colombo of Orange is currently in trouble for unlawful practice of dentistry. An investigation into the assault, report in Fairfield, continues. CNN is reporting that former President Trump will stop at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania on Sunday and work the fry cooker. Democrat Kamala Harris has mentioned that she worked as a student at McDonald's. Trump is skeptical of the story and told an Indiana rally in September he would stop at a McDonald's at some point and work the fry cooker for about 30 minutes. Several media outlets have reported Trump will stop at a spot in or around Philadelphia on Sunday. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Retail sales were up 0.4% in September over the previous month, according to numbers out this week from the Census Bureau. That's well above the 0.1% rise in August. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 36 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ101.5.com and click on demand. Any rain this weekend, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The biggest challenge in this forecast is figuring out just how high temperatures will go this weekend and beyond. We are warming up. Our next weather maker will be a cold front on Thursday, 6 full days away. For tonight, it will get pretty chilly with clear skies and dry air. Lows will dip into the mid-40s, not a frost for most of the state. Tomorrow looks great. Sunny and mild, highs around 70. More sunshine and getting even warmer on Sunday, 70 to 75. And early next week, I'm going to call it very warm. Mostly sunny skies on Monday, highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Patterson, 66. Hamilton, 71. Cape May Courthouse, 66. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State. Powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.